We've been talking a lot about how you can help out those affected by the Merrimack Valley fires. There are some links that we have put on our social media. If you go to the Mix Facebook or follow any of us on Twitter, we have shared it there. Also, Kennedy, I got a message back from somebody on Twitter. It said, Red Cross, Salvation Army are great organizations. Also, there are a couple of local organizations such as Lazarus Health and Bread and Roses, which directly impact the community. So wanted to share those as well. Mm-hmm. Let's play Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by Cumberland Farms. Solomon is from Brookline. Good morning, Solomon.
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
Not too much. So you have a 2-year-old?
Yeah.
Who's learned one word. What is the word?
Who's learned his brother's name, Aaron, and all he'll run around yelling is Aaron, come, with this deep, deep voice.
Aaron.
First of all, I just want to hear a 2-year-old with a deep voice.
That's amazing. Me.
Handy down.
Obviously.
Solomon, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
And Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you, too.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Kennedy has, in fact, now stepped out of the studio and cannot hear anything that is about to happen. She has 2,310 wins, only 205 losses. Question number one, Beyonce gave her backup dancers a pay raise after they stopped a crazed fan from attacking her on stage.
Holler.
What is the name of Beyonce's famous rapper husband?
Jay-Z.
Question number two, Ed Sheeran told Esquire magazine that he enjoyed his Game of Thrones cameo. He says, I'm sure they think my character got brutally murdered, but I think my character is still out there. I think he's chilling.
No way.
He got ate by a dragon.
Not a chance.
Which television network does the TV series air on?
Well, I'm glad I know that because I'm one of the few human beings who's never seen it.
Oh, wow.
I'm pretty sure it's... Now I'm double guessing. I'm second guessing. I was going to say Showtime, but I'm going to end up with HBO.
Question number three, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos announced that he has committed $2 billion to launching a fund to help homeless families and create preschools in low-income neighborhoods. Of course, he started Amazon by famously selling what product out of his garage?
Oh, I have no idea. What product out of his garage? Let's say... car batteries.
Wow.
He stole it from his own car. Yep.
Universal Studios Orlando and Hollywood are going to offer a Stranger Things themed menu during Halloween Horror Nights. What is the name of the little girl character with psychic powers on that TV show?
I feel like it's a letter.
There are some strung together to make a word that is her name.
I love when that happens.
I got no idea.
Question number five. The Smithsonian claims traces of a 13,000-year-old beer have been found in Israel.
What?
Scientists say the beer was brewed in a cave. What is the name of the ingredient used in brewing beer that converts sugar into alcohol?
I'm going to say yeast.
Damn it. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Imagine being in that cave. That would be so lit.
Lit AF.
Oh, my God.
Now, can we change that question to what's the Israeli beer company? That one I know.
No.
Nope.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Aaron.
Did we get to hear it yet? No.
No.
He got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
Three.
Which
three,
one?
Man.
First
three.
Two,
three.
And then the last one.
One, two. Oh, that one. That's right, too. Okay, here we go, Kennedy. These are tough. Question number one. Beyonce gave her backup dancers a pay raise after they stopped a crazed fan from attacking her on stage. What's the name of Beyonce's famous rapper husband?
Jay-Z.
That's right. A.K.A. Sean Carter. Tied to one. Question number two. Ed Sheeran says that he enjoyed his Game of Thrones cameo, and he thinks his character is still out there chilling.
No chance.
No.
Which
literally no training.
Which television network does the TV series
HBO.
Air on?
Yes.
Tied to two. Question number three.
He's the band in the army. Yeah.
Oh, he has no name.
Yeah.
Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos announced that he has committed $2 billion to launching a fund to help homeless families and create preschools in low-income neighborhoods. Bezos started Amazon by famously selling what product out of his garage?
Books.
It was books. It was not car batteries.
Amazon books. That would make sense, wouldn't it? Yeah.
3-2. Question number four. Universal Studios Orlando and Hollywood are going to offer a Stranger Things-themed menu during Halloween Horror Nights. What is the name of the little girl character with psychic powers on the show?
11. I'm trying to think of what kind of food would be.
I know. I'm very confused. Eggos.
Eggos. I mean, that's literally it.
From the 80s.
They're also going to have a Benny's Burgers pop-up restaurant inspired by the diner from the series. 4-2. Question number five. The Smithsonian claims traces of a 13,000-year-old beer have been found in Israel. What is the name of the ingredient used in brewing beer that converts sugar into alcohol?
Yeast.
You think it's kosher?
I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know.
Yeast is kosher.
I meant the beer. I don't know if the beer is kosher.
4-3 is the final score. What's the name of that beer from Israel?
I got Israel's, five, but
or five. Oh, did you get five? Sorry.
Yeah, all of them. From Israel. It's called Maccabee beer.
Math is hard.
Maccabees. The Maccabees.
Oh, very cool. Well, nice job, Kennedy. You won.
Thank you.
Solomon, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of passes, two of them, in fact, into the George Ezra Mix Lounge happening September 17th at the Boston Harbor Hotel. The Mix Lounge is, of course, powered by Arbella Insurance, here for New England, here for good. Solomon, what would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Solomon from Brookline, and I can't beat Kennedy.